Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello and welcome to Contemplations. I'm here with Josh.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about social media and what impact social media has on the individual. We're going to be talking about that from the psychological point of view because that's what Josh has an expertise in, and he's going to bring in a lot of studies and meta-studies, things like that. So we're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm. So the idea of this is just to look at the current state of the research, because there's a lot out there now. People have really been focusing on studying social media because everyone kind of has anecdotal reasons like, oh, it's terrible, it's bringing about the fall of society, that sort of thing. Well, I'm maybe not going to get into stuff quite as deep as that, but we're going to look at some of the actual psychological impacts on people who use it, and this is going to be more everyday. It's not necessarily going to be political per se, but we're going to be looking at, say, the personality of the people who use it, what they get out of it, what drawbacks there are to it. And we're going to, at the end, talk about our own usage and how we advise to use social media responsibly. And I think we have some good recommendations to do so. Okay. So first and foremost, I'd like to have a look at this graph and look at what we mean by social media. And you see at the top, Facebook with 2.7 billion, and then you've got things like YouTube. I suppose that's a form of social media, but it's not necessarily a conventional one. But I think Facebook is the one everyone thinks of. Of course, WhatsApp is there, but I'm not going to talk about that because that's like end-to-end encrypted messaging. That's not really a social media per se. But
and so this is the latest global active user figures in millions. Just for people who can't see it. So Facebook's got 2.7 billion, and then it drops off quite fast. And then at the bottom there is Twitter, actually, with 353 million, which is... I was quite surprised when I saw this for the first time, because Twitter is kind of down there, even though it has such a huge impact on kind of public life and social life, because all the celebrities, all the politicians are on it, and everyone's always talking about it. Drama always happens on Twitter, and... like primarily on Twitter and not elsewhere. And so I was really surprised that it's just a small... I knew it would be smaller, I guess, because you always hear that it's quite small, but not to that extent. If you compare it to Facebook, for example, like it's a huge kind of difference between those two.
Yeah, it certainly captures the kind of imagination of... that's not the right way of putting it, but it's something that seems to hold a lot of sway in the... public sphere, doesn't it? And I think that when you actually look at the number of users, it's not actually very significant. Like things like TikTok, as much as I hate it, it's twice as popular as Twitter.
And also Twitter is about the same size as Quora, which is funny.
I never would have guessed that. But anyway, that's what we're kind of working with and what we mean by social media. And
right. And so we don't mean like WhatsApp and Messenger. Those are up there as well. This is kind of an overall category, but it's not really what you mean, right?
No, it's not going to be the focus of it. And a lot of the research I've looked at has looked at Facebook, which is the dominant platform. Yeah. So I'm going to use that as kind of the kind of placeholder whenever I talk about social media. That's kind of what I've got in mind, unless I specify otherwise. Then that will be... mentioned. So I actually want to go on to who does use social media, what kind of person is inclined to use social media, and I've gone through and picked out lots of different meta-analysis studies just to reiterate what they are. A meta-analysis is an analysis of lots of individual research studies, and they look at the overall trend, so it's very useful to see what conclusions you can come to within a body of scientific research, and they're generally far more reliable than other research. So first one is the big five personality traits and big two meta traits, which we're not going to talk about, and social media and meta analysis. And this looked at the associations between personality traits and social media usage by looking at different categories of usage on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be talking about personalities, right? Because when he said who's using social media, and I automatically imagined that we were going to be talking about, well, women use it more than men or something like that, or like younger people, right? And mm-hmm. and so do you have any data on that, or is it?
I've looked at some data on it, but I haven't got it included here. But I can remember off the top of my head that, generally speaking, it's younger audiences. Mm. I know Facebook actually has an average age of between, I think, mid-20s to mid-30s. So it's a little bit higher. But things like YouTube has got quite a low average age usage and mm-hmm. things like that. And I know that YouTube is predominantly male, but I think Facebook and Instagram are predominantly female. Mm-hmm. So that you've got weird sorts of splits in there. But
right. Yeah, that's not the focus here. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. It's all relevant stuff because, of course, we all have an idea of the typical social media user. And I think it pays to differentiate between the different platforms because it can change depending on which one you're on about. So this meta-analysis found that extroversion was the best predictor of social media usage, which predicted the likelihood that you were going to interact with others, which is not really surprising, but considering that's one of the measures of being an extrovert is your willingness to interact with other people. And posting things like photos and your actual number of friends was associated with that factor. However, in the actual research, there was a large degree of variance, which means that it's likely lots of different factors at play. So it could be that extroversion may be the overarching thing which dictates usage, but it can be broken down into much more detail, but we just haven't got there yet because, of course, social media has not been around for, more than 10, 15 years? Mm-hmm. So it's not really enough time to do the research yet to have a conclusive picture.
Right.
But we're kind of getting an impression. So another personality factor that's associated with social media use that they found was openness to experience, which again, is not so surprising because if you're more open to experiences, you're going to be more open to just doing things in general. And therefore, you find that openness to experience tends to have a weak correlation with a lot of things. But they found a strong association within this personality factor to playing things like games on social media. I know mm-hmm. some have games built into them, some don't, but I'm not going to focus on that too much because it's a whole different thing. And the prevalence of updating your status, that's obviously very Facebook-centric. Mm-hmm. So your willingness to post stuff about yourself is related to your openness, which is not really surprising. You're disclosing information about yourself means you're more open. I mean, pretty intuitive, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So a weaker association with the openness to experience is information seeking, which means using social media to seek out information. This isn't as strong as the other associations I talked about, but it's present and it's there. And I think that's just, you know, social media seems to be a good platform for news. You can find out stuff that is quite often faster than otherwise. However, people who are conscientious actually are negatively correlated with things like information seeking. Mm-hmm. So they're far less likely to use social media.
Okay.
Probably because it's inefficient. Because, of course, it's not the sole reason you're there. If you're conscientious, I imagine you'd go to a news website deliberately to find out the news rather than going on social media where it's just inherently inferior because that's not the focus. So
maybe
hopefully
it's good as an aggregate, but I doubt that many people use it that way, right?
Well, I don't know, because I definitely use it that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I've discussed before, outside of the studio, Twitter tends to be really good for following political news, mm-hmm. and you tend to pick up on stuff if you're following all the right people before many of the mainstream media outlets. So especially if you're a journalist, it's pretty useful, and that's probably why we see lots of journalists actually living and dying on Twitter, which I don't really like, because it seems like a bit of an echo chamber sometimes, where people are reporting on stuff that people have said on Twitter, and it's a bit like, well, who cares?
But not just that. I mean, even something like Facebook, right? What you can do is to curate that platform to your liking, to your needs, right? And a lot of people complain about Facebook just giving you some kind of feed that you don't really want. You can't have it chronologically. You can't choose what you want to see more than what something else. Like, there are some settings, but they're quite limited. But what you can do is just like and unlike and follow things precisely to kind of predict that, to curate that newsfeed based on what you want and on how you know that Facebook does it, right? So everyone basically knows what Facebook does, and everyone complains about it either way. But you can kind of go around it, you can work with it when you actually want to get something out of it. And so I know some people who use it as a specific feed for a specific thing that they follow. I know you said that people who follow music use it quite a lot.
That's what I do, yeah.
That it can be quite a good news aggregate for that. Mm-hmm. And I know some people who follow it for like specific political stuff, but not general politics, because that would be like the algorithm wouldn't work very well for that. But for specific political stuff, for example, I don't know. I can't recall anything off the top of my head, but there are people who use it like this, and it works quite well, surprisingly well, to be honest.
With something like Facebook, I find it very useful in keeping me updated with, I like all the bands that I follow, and then it updates saying when they've released new music. That's really useful, because there's not really any alternative for that. I suppose there are other websites that do that, but it's not the same as something that you're checking back regularly. Yeah. And because you've got the habit of doing so, it makes it more convenient to have it in that one place than perhaps elsewhere on another website.
Yeah.
But
You mentioned the types of social media usage. You said gaming is one, updating your status is another, then information seeking. Like, those are the three that you've mentioned so far. Are there any other types, or is this the main types that they looked at?
They're the ones that they found an association with, because they had a long list of different factors, and just the ones that had the associations with the specific big five scores were the ones that they included. For example, another one is that they looked at neuroticism. You'd imagine that, you know, all the narcissistic people posting about themselves on social media, there would be a high association, but apparently there's only a small association with general use, but not in any one specific area.
Okay.
So I was quite surprised at that, because I assumed that all the people posting pictures of their own face would that would come up in the research, but apparently not.
So if you're high on neuroticism, you're going to be more likely to use social media, but in any of the ways that you can use it.
Yeah, it's in an unspecific direction.
Okay.
So the kind of final conclusion is, of this meta-analysis, that personality can account for about 10 to 15% of observed differences in social media usage, which isn't a small amount, and it's good to actually be provided with a quantifiable figure for, this factor has this amount of impact on something.
So I know that 10 to 15% is not that huge. Like, it's not small, but it's not that huge either. I would... what that means, like, for laymen like me, like, what that result means is that there's probably going to be some other influences that are going to amount to more kind of resolute difference in how you use social media and how much you use it, right? But this is kind of one big factor, but you can have like, for whatever, 50 other factors, and they're all going to be smaller than this. Mm-hmm. And this is actually quite a large one.
Yeah, that's
because there's
so many
because there's so many that you don't have the chance for some of them to be big, because then they would make up like all of it.
There's also the fact that some of the factors that are going to influence your usage aren't very interesting to research. So something like people with more spare time are more likely to use social media. Well, what's the point in even doing that? I mean, that's so obvious that why would you look it up? So there's obviously things that are going to be present that aren't actually researched, just because anecdote is enough in some cases. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've still got research here that's looking at things that anyone could really tell you, but it's nice to have the validation and to have the numerical backing and the statistical testing done over, you know, thousands of hours to know that, okay, this is really actually getting at something.
Mm-hmm. And so you talked about four of those big five trades. What about mm-hmm. the fifth? What?
There was just no association.
Okay.
I think it was agreeableness, yep. and I don't think there was any real association mm-hmm. there.
Okay.
So another factor which I wanted to look at for the kind of people that use it mm-hmm. is loneliness and how it interfaces with social media usage, because of course I think there's an idea in the kind of general public that perhaps people use social media to connect with people because they're lacking connections in their life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to kind of have a quick look at that relationship. And this was in a meta-analysis called Does Facebook Make You Lonely? A meta-analysis.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?